Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest, and a huge issue would be the security of our elections, right? I don't remember hearing too much in 2018 about that security. A lot of this seems to go back to 2016. So there were various groups that were in town yesterday and I guess today protesting in front of the Philadelphia City Commissioners. These are the people who will decide the methodology of machines or paper ballots or various forms, and there's a whole laundry list of them, to be used during elections, particularly the 2020 election they're trying to get ready for, right? Which will be huge all over the country. And a coalition of groups is pushing for one particular form that I'm not sure even maybe our guests will know how many places are using this form that they desire to be held here because they think it's safer and will give a more secure election. But there are a lot of issues I have with this. Joining us is the leader of this coalition of groups that came to Philadelphia yesterday and today around this, Rabbi Michael Pollack on Talk Radio 1210. Rabbi, welcome to the show. Are you from the Philadelphia area?
Yes, and thank you for having me. I live up in Northwest Philly in Mount Airy, and I got to say, I'm not the leader of the coalition. I'm just a member of the coalition.
Okay, well, that's fine.
A whole lot of groups came together.
Now, it seems to me, though, is it a fair estimation, when I look at the groups, most of them, their politics, at least two that I see, Indivisible, Turn Pennsylvania Blue, are more to the left?
Yes, I mean, members of this coalition range across the political spectrum, but the two groups you just named are
okay.
Definitely...
I mean, are there conservative groups that you would say that are in here? Because I didn't recognize every group.
I don't think so. We definitely welcome in any group, and
okay.
There are definitely conservative individuals amongst these groups.
Well, what's driving it then? Why this move away from, historically, this move toward voting machines? What's driving it?
So this is really an issue of security and corruption. So first, our current voting machines, they don't produce a paper trail. So we can't really do secure recounts of our elections. We just kind of go with what the computer says is the winner. And that's not a secure way to do it at all. And the machines are also very, very hackable. You can just walk up to it with a USB drive and put in some code and produce the winner that you want to produce.
Well, so are we aware this has happened en masse? And, I mean, what's the propellant? Is it the election of 2016?
It's a bunch of things. It's first off, most of our elections have been insecure for the last decade and a half or so since we got these machines. We just have to get this right. I mean, this isn't about the 2020 election. This isn't about the 2018 election or the 2016 election. This is about every election and whether our elections are safe and secure or not.
Well, it seems to me, though, the sense I get, it is, okay, well, let me ask them, would your group, these coalition of these groups, so they want other reforms to ensure that our elections, that every vote counts, my vote counts, your vote counts, and there's nothing that's corrupt or fixing this with people that shouldn't be voting, would you favor personally or your group is to take a position on voter ID?
So I can't speak for the other members of the coalition. I can speak for March on Harrisburg, though. March on Harrisburg, we don't touch voter ID. We think it's not the biggest solution to the biggest problem. We do go after a whole lot of other issues, though, around ballot access, around corruption, around money in politics. We push bills that are from both sides of the aisle. We go after both Democrats and Republicans. We are really just trying to make Pennsylvania. Right now, Pennsylvania is the fifth most corrupt state in the country. And we're trying to, you know, get us into the top five least corrupt states in the country.
Okay, but I'm asking, why not voter ID when we're on trying to secure elections?
Because voter ID isn't the most effective remedy. We just don't, you know, I voted this year for the first time in a new polling location, and I had to show my photo ID because it was my first time voting in a new precinct.
Right.
So we already do have a form of voter ID. And to require everybody who's already been voting for years to go out and get a photo ID, it's a very onerous thing, especially for the elderly, especially for the disabled. People who registered to vote with their driver's license 30 years ago but stopped driving 20 years ago. It's a hassle. So it's just not something we are engaged in.
I would say, with all due respect, that's a hole in this, then, if we're trying to secure elections, because that's exactly what I'd like to do. Well, what about, we talked about corruption in Philadelphia. Are you aware, and is your group, is there anything you think, I know one remedy that I would do, but that there are many polling places in Philadelphia. I'm talking, this happens a lot in local elections, where there are almost, well, some sections of the city, Rabbi, where there are no minority poll watchers, minority meaning the Republican Party.
This is not something we engage in. It's not something I'm too familiar with. I can't speak to it.
Okay. Just for your group, Sorry. The reform would be, I think you can be a poll watcher. You should be able to be a poll watcher from outside Philadelphia County, because I want to clean that part up too. What's the resistance, if there is, do you think? I mean, who's on the other side that's resisting having a paper trail?
Yeah, it's the voting machine manufacturers. So there's a company that produces the voting machines, and they have rigged the process to their favor. So they got through the guidelines for the new machines, kind of point toward their machines. We know that they have been aggressively lobbying municipalities across the country, sometimes in really dirty and ugly ways. You know, they're taking people to Las Vegas. They're lining and dining people. We know that this was happening up in Luzerne County. And our auditor general had a press conference a few days ago saying, you know, if this is happening in Luzerne County, there's no way it's not happening in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I saw that. I take it back to the original premise, though. How do we know, then, that elections have been lost in this manner, or that there's something going on? What's the propellant on this? It seems to be a big, big issue now versus years ago. What is the trigger? Is it the election of 2016?
I think we're seeing this, and it's really a nationwide trend, and we're definitely seeing this in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia and red and blue areas and purple areas and all that. People are waking up, and people are getting much more engaged, and it's a great thing. And I think people are realizing, wow, we don't have a paper trail on our elections. That's not okay. And so I don't think anybody is pointing to one race or another and saying that one was corrupted or that one was crooked or that one was rigged. But it's really just the potential for rigging is so obvious and blatant that we have to close that, you know, close down that avenue of rigging our elections.
Rabbi, is there a website for your group?
March on Harrisburg, yes, MOHPA.org. And then other members of the coalition, Neighborhood Networks, they have a website as well, as does Indivisible and some of the other groups, too.
Well, Rabbi, thank you. Thanks very much. We'll see. Philadelphia hasn't decided yet. I know they take forever on this. We'll see how it turns out. Rabbi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.